Narrated Masruq. While a man was delivering a speech in the tribe of Kindah, he said, "Smoke will prevail on the day of resurrection and will deprive the hypocrites their faculties of hearing and seeing. The believers will be afflicted with something like cold only thereof." That news scared us. So I went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud while he was reclining and told him the story. Whereupon he became angry, sat up, and said, "He who knows a thing can say it, but if he does not know, he should say, 'Allah knows better,' for it is an aspect of knowledge to say, 'I do not know,' if you do not know a certain thing." Allah said to his prophet, "Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, no ways do I ask of you for this, the Qur'an, nor I am one of the mutakallifun, those who pretend and fabricate things which do not exist." Qur'an, chapter 38, verse 86. The Quraysh delayed in embracing Islam for a period. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, invoked evil on them, saying, "O Allah, help me against them by sending on them 7 years of drought, famine, like those of Yusuf, Joseph." So they were afflicted with such a severe year of drought, famine, that they were destroyed therein and ate dead animals and bones. They started seeing something like smoke between the sky and the earth because of severe hunger. Abu Sufyan then came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "O Muhammad, you came to order us for to keep good relations with kith and kin, and your kinsmen have now perished, so please invoke Allah to relieve them." Then Ibn Mas'ud recited, "Then wait you for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke. Up to, you will revert." Quran, chapter 44, verse 10 to 15. Ibn Mas'ud added, "Then the punishment was stopped, but truly they reverted to heathenism, their old way. So Allah threatened them thus, 'On the day when we shall seize you with the greatest grasp.'" Quran, chapter 44, verse 16. "And what was the day of the Battle of Badr?" Allah saying, "Lidhama," the punishment, refers to the day of the Battle of Badr. Allah's statement, "Alif Lam Mim," "The Romans have been defeated," up to, "will be victorious." Quran, chapter 30, verse 1 to 3. This verse indicates that the defeat of Byzantines has already passed.